in that location before. You always have a screen door behind you or something.
Oh.
Or a patio door. Did you do the movie studio?
Yeah.
We're rolling.
All right, good. To you and welcome to this regular meeting of Orville City Council on May 3rd, 2021. We will begin this evening in prayer. If you'll bow your heads with me. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many freedoms that we have to be able to live here in the U.S. and for the blessings of being able to live in a community such as Orville. And we're grateful for the opportunity we have as members here of local government to be able to serve the citizens of this community. We pray for your blessings upon our community and also upon our proceedings this evening. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right, thank you. And then we will go to the Pledge of Allegiance. And again, put someone else in. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Handwork.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Foy.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Everyone's present, sir.
Thank you. We should have received the minutes of the April 19th meeting. If we could please have a motion to approve those minutes unless there are any corrections.
Mr. President, I move that we approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Very good. Larson moves.
I'll second.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwork.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you very much. And all right, just do a little housekeeping here. We have no public comment scheduled for tonight. Do understand that some folks have expressed interest in public comment, and just wanted to review that we do have a forum to fill out to express your interest in the topic that you would like to speak on. If you have that in by Friday, the 4 o'clock Friday, that before the city council, the next city council meeting, we welcome and invite you to speak and have any questions or concerns you'd like to share with the council at any time. So thank you very much there, and we have we will move on then to our standing committee reports, and we begin with our Parks and Recreation Committee. And Mr. Hanford, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Parks and Rec Committee has not met since our last meeting 2 weeks ago, but we talked about it at our last council meeting. I did want to make one note that we had planned a park cleanup day that was actually in coordination with the Lions Club. We canceled that due to the low 40s and rain of that day. However, a few people had already taken off work, so they jumped in and grabbed some garbage bags and cleaned up quite a bit of trash over by the Boys Club and over by the pond at the park. So I want to say a special thanks to the mayor, who decided to go out on his own, and Mr. John Larson and his wife, and my two sons that got hooked into it because their other brother was playing baseball. So we cleaned up six large trash bags of garbage in the waterways, including beer cans and bottles and things of that nature. So Stephanie, however, from Alliance Club has actually said that she's going to do another event that she's going to host, and that's going to be May 13th from 5 to 7 with some food at 6 o'clock, just hot dogs for folks that come out. So if you'd like to help out, she's going to do a different area, and that should be posted on Facebook through Alliance Club. So that is all, Mr. President. Thank you.
Oh, all right, thank you. We'll move on to our Utilities Committee, and Mrs. Ford. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Mr. President. The Utilities Committee has not met, so I have no report. But a quick update from the Utility Board meeting last week is that the water quality report for 2020 is posted on the website. That report tested and reports on lead, copper, fluorides, nitrates, all were reporting low or not even on the radar.
Very good. I spent some time in the Dominican Republic last week, and very grateful for clean water here in the U.S. Not enjoy the benefits of that while I was there. all right, very good. We'll move on to our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Morrison.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel met just prior to this council meeting, where Mr. Phil McFerrin gave us an overview of the upcoming negotiation process that will take place between the city and the city workers, as well as the Ohio Patrolman's Benevolent Association, the two unions that represent workers here in the city. It was informative. We really appreciate his input. At the end of that meeting, we also discussed the possibility of taking two positions within the city and that are folks that are retiring and combining those into a single new hire. So that's the kind of thing that we talked about this evening. And it's always, we always think that it's a good idea to try to maximize or optimize the size of our workforce. So we appreciate you coming to that. Are coming to us with that, Phil. Thank you. That's all I have.
All right, very good. We'll move on to our Transportation Committee. Mr. Mosley.
Mr. President, thank you. Transportation Committee has not met. However, there is one resolution that's on the agenda today. This resolution 1921. That is for a brine system.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too. Hearing some background noise, and I'm not sure where it can be from. There are four people who have their microphones on. Mr. Morrison, Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Mosley, and myself. So everyone else is muted. So it should be just you, Mr. Mosley, and I think we'll be okay.
Okay. All right, as I said, Resolution 1921 is a brine system, a project that we've already budgeted for. It's in a budget. This is going to cut our costs with the amount of salt that we use. Currently, I know I have one question from Councilman Morrison. His curious is about the environmental friendly. As of now, we're just using hot water, then less salt, breaking the salt down on top of the water. We could actually melt down to negative 10 degrees on the pavement, which will allow us to pre-treat. I know just with a couple snowstorms that we had, almost every single snowstorm, I got the same picture of the same streets here in town. This brine would actually help us and give us the ability to pre-treat. Right now, we don't have the ability to pre-treat our roads, so it's kind of a reactive. After the snow comes, we'll try to get it cleaned up with our salt. So I'm asking that we could possibly pass that tonight if there's no issues with that with my colleagues. That way we can start with our actual processes. I say that this is environmental friendly down the 10 degrees or something, negative 10 degrees. After that, some companies or some municipalities, they actually use additives to put in there, thinking that say if it's below 20 degrees. Obviously, salt only goes so far before you add other additives. There are stuff like calcium and stuff like that we could utilize, but as of now, the plan is just not to add any additives to that. Another quick update that I have is just with the team project. Over the past couple weeks, we had a couple good meetings. We're just talking and trying to work something out. Right now, we're taking interest in possibly a position that would be housed at the Boys and Girls Club. The title of it would be Director of Community and Team Engagement. As I said, you know, we're kind of working out the details between the Boys and Girls Club, Steve, and Mrs. Inslee. I will keep counsel on that as we progress and try to work things out there. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President.
You're muted, Mr. Morrison.
If I can jump in real quickly, Mr. President, I did reach out, Mr. Mosley, I did reach out to Mr. Wheeler with that question, you know, what will that pre-treat be made up of? And brine is, you know, water and sodium chloride. Don't have a problem with that. I know that in townships, sometimes they get the bargain product of well waste to spread on their roadway, which is it's constantly moving target. So that was the reason for my concern. Whatever goes on the road goes into the storm sewers. The storm sewers are untreated as they go to the waterways. So that's my concern lies, and it seems that Mr. Wheeler has answered appropriately. So thank you.
This is fun, guys, seeing Mr. Mosley, you know, rattling off statistics about the melting point of brine and everything, and then we have Mr. Morrison, who's out there protecting our waterways. So, I mean, this is fun to watch. So, anyway, appreciate both of them. All right, we'll move on then to our Health and Safety Committee. Mr. Spears, what information do you have to share with us tonight?
Man, I don't really have much for us.
Hard to talk.
Yeah. Awesome. Health and Safety has not met, and therefore I have a report there. Really just the one piece of legislation tonight with the annual police cruiser that we'll buy, but I'll wait until we get to that. Maybe stay a few words.
Very good. Thank you, sir. And then our planning committee is led by Mrs. Whitmer. Good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning committee has not met, so I have no report.
All right. Thank you. And then our finance committee is led by Mr. Wilson. Good evening, sir.
Hello, Mr. President. Finance committee has not met. I do not have a report. I will just say to stay tuned for the 2022 budget calendar.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks, everyone. We have no special committee reports, and so then we'll move along in our agenda to our administrative reports. And we begin, as always, with our mayor, Mr. Handwerk. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. I have several items for everyone tonight. The first one is just one that actually kind of slipped past me a few months ago. Would like to ask Council's approval for a renewal of Matt Plyvin for a three-year term to the Shade Tree Commission. His term actually runs out now, so we didn't notice that in January when we usually do that. And he's agreed to serve again.
All right, so we need a move, a motion then to approve Matt Plyvin as serving on the Shade Tree Commission for another term.
I move to approve Matt Plyvin.
Second. Mr. Morrison moves, and Mr. Mosley seconds. Thank you.
Sorry, my screen disappeared on me.
Oh.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you. You may proceed, Mr. Mayor. Or is it?
Thank you. I have two more items. Electrical Safety Month is May, and as I have done before, I have a proclamation stating that, and I will read that, and then we'll probably put that on our website as well. Whereas hundreds of people die and thousands are injured each year in the United States as a result of electrically related incidents, and whereas property damage resulting from home fires caused by electrical failure or malfunction amounts to more than $1.4 billion annually, and whereas more than six people are electrocuted each week in the United States, and whereas citizens are advised to protect their homes and families with the latest safety technology, such as ground fault circuit interrupters, arc fault circuit interrupters and tamper-resistant receptacles. And whereas citizens are urged to install, test, and properly maintain an adequate number of smoke alarms, I don't know how well we all do with that, whereas the Electrical Safety Foundation International, which is ESFI, is dedicated exclusively to promoting electrical safety in the home, school, and workplace through education, awareness, and advocacy. Now, therefore, I, David T. Hanwerk, Mayor of the City of Orville, Ohio, do hereby proclaim the month of May 2021 as Electrical Safety Month in the City of Orville, and encourage all citizens to observe the importance of establishing and practicing electrical safety habits in the home, school, and workplace to reduce the number of electrically related fires, injuries, and deaths. So, just something to remind people of every year. Also, May is kind of a busy month for this type of thing, but I wanted to mention that May 16th to the 22nd is National EMS Week. And certainly with the year that we have had, I think we all want to especially keep our EMS squads on the great big thank you list for the work they have done dealing with COVID and picking people up that were sick and injured and so forth. So keep that one in mind, too. And I just, one other little thing I was going to mention, I know we didn't talk too much about the sidewalk stuff tonight, but I was just thinking today, this is probably a case, one of many, that we've really noticed the loss of Paul Loeber at the Daily Record. Because had he been putting articles in the paper about this, we've talked about this for quite a few times, and we are doing our meetings on Facebook and people can see them, but obviously it's not getting the word out maybe as much as it used to. So I think that's just one of those things that we notice without somebody like Paul covering our meetings anymore. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And then we'll move on to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Truck, new fire engine truck 69 arrived last week. They are in the process of getting the graphics put on, the equipment installed for the next few weeks. Or it's up and operational for us. We had two new service workers start today at the Lacey Center Service Department. They are replacing two retirees. Also, the cemetery had some much needed landscaping around the mausoleum. You may notice that when you drive by. We did open bids for concrete streets on Friday. The low bidder was below the engineer estimate. And we are having a scheduled pre-construction meeting next week, so we're hoping to get that project moving forward fairly quickly. The tennis court work is progressing. The fabric was installed over the weekend, so now we're just waiting on good weather for the to begin the actual asphalt. So the projects are moving fast, and looking forward to getting some done as we move on to some new bid openings. That's my report for tonight.
All right, very good. Any questions? All right, we'll move along then to our Utilities Director, Mr. Prediger. Good evening, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening. Just a few brief comments. I did last week, a couple weeks or so ago, did send up some information to City Council regarding the President Biden's climate action plan, and focused primarily on the greenhouse reduction portion or targets. You know, the president is looking at a national target of 50% lower reductions by 2030 and 100% net zero greenhouse gas emissions you know, in the near 2050 timeframe. A lot of these reductions are going to be coming from the utility sector, which has a much more a rapid glide path. They're looking at 80% reductions by 2030 and net zero by 2035. So the electric utility sector is taking the lion's share of this challenge. Just to let this group know about where we are right now, we're using a base year of 2005 for this, and based on where the plant has been the past couple years, we're in that 90% level, just to give you a sense of where we are. Those EPA restrictions that went into effect in 2017, those as painful as they were, they did put us in good position to deal with these massive reductions here. Just wanted to let you know about where we're at. That doesn't mean we get a free pass with all of this stuff, but just to give this this body a sense of where we are. Under the Water Department, just wanted to let this group know that Todd Fetty is our current water superintendent. He will be retiring later this month after 34 years of service. So we congratulate him. Ms. Foy did mention the water quality report being issued by Ohio EPA. That report is on our website. If you have any questions regarding that, I'll have you contact either Todd Fetty or our assistant superintendent, Kevin Gladden, in the Water Department. If you have to answer any questions or send you a copy of that report if you want it. Also in the People Department, Bob Ott, our wastewater treatment plant operator, retired last month. His replacement, Steve Carruthers, is started today as our new wastewater treatment facility superintendent. Steve comes to us from the city of Moorville. So, some changes in both of those departments. And both of these positions are part of our succession plan that they'll be some add for a number of. With that, that would conclude my report. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Redeker. Seeing no questions, we'll move on then to our finance director, Mrs. Rimland. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. President. I have some good news to report. Orville Utilities was awarded another grant by the Orville Area United Way in the amount of $1,900. These funds will again be used to help residential customers that are facing shutoff. Since July of 2020, we've received $11,900 in total from United Way. And with that funding, we've been able to help 82 customers to avoid shutoff. So speaking on behalf of the administration and our utility customers, we would like to thank Orville Area United Way for that assistance. Moving on to the budget for 2022, Councilman Wilson does have the proposed budget calendar that will be sharing with Council in the next several weeks. The budget needs to be approved and presented to the Wayne County Auditor by July 20th. At this time, we do not anticipate any significant changes other than with our capital project planning. So we'll be forwarding an overview of the budget, and if after reviewing the document, Council would like to discuss in further detail, we do have a tentative workshop planned. With regard to income tax, just a reminder that we do follow the same due date as the IRS, so City of Orville tax returns are due on May 17th. Everyone over the age of 18 that is a resident of Orville is required to file a city income tax return, regardless of whether you have tax due or not. If you have any questions or concerns about your taxes or how to complete the forms, you can feel free to contact Dave Nussbaum, our income tax administrator, and he'll be more than happy to help answer those questions. And finally, I did distribute the fund balance report for the period ending March 31st. Some of the funds do look a little unusual this month. For the utility revenue funds, this is due to the working capital transfer to our utility reserve funds, so you'll see an offset there. For the general fund, this is simply a revenue timing issue with income tax extension. The remaining funds that have negative net income is simply due to a timing issue or it's the nature of the fund. If anyone from council has any questions, though, about that, you can feel free to call me at any time. But tonight, I would just need a motion from council to approve that report subject to audit.
I will make that motion for approval subject to audit.
Very good. Wilson moves.
I'll second.
And Whitmer seconds. Thank you.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Whitmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Very good, thank you. All right, then we'll move on to our water director. This is Kirk Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I actually have several things to talk about tonight. So the first thing that I want to mention is that there were a couple of cases that have recently been decided that are impactful to the community. Specifically, we're involved in some litigation. We had Cross Brown Todd representing us regarding municipal income tax and central collections. And there was a decision by the Ohio Supreme Court at the end of last year that remanded the case back to the Franklin County Common Pleas Court for determination regarding the constitutionality of the administrative fee of 0.5% that was being charged. The Supreme Court found that it was unconstitutional, remanded the case back to Franklin County for consideration on basically how to resolve it. And the result of that reconsideration by Franklin County was the state of Ohio has to return those funds back to the municipalities from which it collected that administrative fee. So I believe it's actually in the next couple days that money is supposed to be coming back with interest from March 25th of this year. So I'm not sure what that amount is that we're going to be receiving, but we will be getting refunded back administrative fee that the state charged for collection of our municipal income tax. The next item or case that has been decided, there's a case involving collection of municipal redirection of municipal income tax for people who are working at home under the emergency stay at home order. We've been discussing the fact that there's been an extension of the collection of municipal income tax by workers who worked somewhere else when they were originally employed here locally. So there was a case that was recently dismissed, Buckeye Institute versus Columbus. It's a favorable outcome for the city and for municipalities. However, it doesn't resolve the issue going forward that there may be people who continue to work from home after the expiration of the emergency orders that are currently in place. So we still have that issue of whether those municipal income taxes will be redirected to the place of residence versus the place of employment. So more to come on that. So it's a minor victory, but there's still a war raging that we need to get through. Next item on my list is that we have sunshine law training that is currently scheduled. Several of you, I mentioned last year, there was online training offered by the Ohio Attorney General's Office. I think some people attended that. I attended that on everyone's behalf, as I do every year, pretty much. It's a big part of my job is working with public records and sunshine law issues. So I try to get training every year in some fashion, whether it be in person or online, just to make sure that I'm staying current with trends and issues that come up. So I did attend on everyone's behalf last fall. I know some of you also attended. That training is available on demand through the Ohio Attorney General's office. And if anyone is interested, I can certainly send you the link. However, there is also a quasi in-person webinar that is going to be offered this Thursday, May 6th at 1 p.m. from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. You might remember that we actually had an in-person training scheduled for Orville, again, at Schmidt Hall last year, and COVID interfered with that, so it got rescheduled, and it interfered with that day, too. Currently, they are not scheduling any in-person seminars, so there is a live webinar. These are all free, and you could attend that if you'd like. And again, if anyone would like information on that, I can certainly send the link to you. So, get a couple options, and in any event, I will continue to attend these on everyone as a designee for not able to attend, but I think it's helpful periodically to attend these, at least certainly once after being elected, I think it's helpful. The last thing is that the Charter Review Committee met last Monday, April 26th. I know some of the council members attended that as well, and we also pulled for Mr. McMarinan at the last minute to clarify some questions and issues that we have. So we will be meeting again on May 10th at 7 o'clock, and I still have some information that I need to get to the committee, some red line revisions. We talked through the entire charter. We talked through several items for their consideration, and ultimately determined that we're going to do a red line version of that document to see what the committee recommends and wants to have put on the ballot. So more to come on that. We have an upcoming meeting if anyone's interested in attending. And that's all I've got.
All right, very good. Thanks so much. Normally you say I have no report, and tonight, my goodness. So any questions for Mrs. Kirkbrook? All right, thank you very much. For me, I just wanted to touch on the sidewalk thing, as people are starting to see some deer in their yards and wondering what is going on if they haven't heard yet. And so we are now proceeding with the engineering phase of phase four of Orville's sidewalk program, a program that was begun nearly 20 years ago, I think, here in Orville by a previous council. And wasn't done by council alone. They gathered a broad cross-section of members of the community and knowingly invited some people who were against having sidewalks installed in Orville in order for that group to work through this issue together, because it is a community issue, because sidewalks bring a community benefit. So a broad section, as I said, of people worked together to come up with a way that they felt would be fair in coming up with what areas would need sidewalks, what areas would not. And so they put a lot of time and effort into that. There were meetings, there were tempers flaring, there were disagreements. All of that good stuff was all packed into that process. But in the end, they came up with an agreement and a solution and a plan that everyone agreed to. And so at that time, City Council adopted a plan for the City of Orville for the installation of sidewalks. That plan is in effect today. So if residents want to try to, somehow opt out of that or something, it's not a simple process of simply saying, hey, I don't want this, because this has been a community-driven process from the beginning. So I think if residents want to get together and express their disagreements in council, we do expect that. It has been a part of the process all along. As you can imagine, not everyone agrees that they want to pay the cost of having a sidewalk installed on their property. So council is aware of that and does understand. It's a common, concern that is raised. So council is here to hear any questions or concerns that you may have, but those stakes that you're seeing up here in your yard right now are the result of action that council took to begin the engineering phase of phase four. So that's why that work is progressing right now. That does not mean that the installation of sidewalks is imminent, that you'll see that equipment rolling down your street here anytime soon. That is not the case. This is simply engineering, putting plans on paper. And from that, then they'll begin to be able to determine the cost to each resident to install these sidewalks. And so when we have that information, that's when we will begin to distribute that information to you so that you can understand exactly what is involved in the program and what the costs will be for each resident affected at that time. Until then, of course, we're willing to hear your concerns, but we can't answer the question that everyone really wants to know, and that is, how much is this going to cost until this engineering phase is complete? So, but like I said, it'll take some time here yet, but feel free to reach out to your council representative, to the mayor, to myself. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have right now. If you are thinking that, hey, we want to organize an effort, and even though three phases of the four phases of the sidewalk program have already been completed, we want to stop this phase, then from my view, the process would look something like this. Because a community group was initiated to look at these issues and to fairly score what streets did or did not need sidewalks and put all that time and effort into it, I believe that another committee would need to be formed that would re-examine that process, but again, and would need to demonstrate to all of those people who have put in sidewalks why that plan was not correct, why that plan is not right for Orrville now. And then, you know, council would then have to reverse a decision that was made several years ago and say, no, we are going to discontinue that plan that was enacted by that council and by that committee and adopt a new one or stop this one. So, in my view, the decision to construct sidewalks has been made. It was done in a fair way. It was done with broad-based community support working together. So that's how that process would be from my view. But I think it's very important that we understand the process. First phase, the first part of this, I should say, is the engineering part. Once we have that done, we can begin to get some costs out, and then council will take the next step then of authorizing the work to be done. So, but we'll be sure to get all of the information out to the residents that are affected, and we'll be sure that you will know that when that legislation has come before council, in other words, when it's time for them to make the decision to authorize the work, then we'll do everything that we can to let residents know, okay, now we are going through the process of reviewing the information that we have and making that decision. But the community, of course, is then invited to participate and engage with your representative. Oops. That's change needs to be made, just what would need to be involved in order to do that. So that's a little bit from my seat. Any questions or comments on that? Yes, Mr. Mosley.
Just real quick, I just wanted to mention that administration, Mr. Wheeler, has agreed to have a board meeting after we have engineering, completed. We felt that, it wouldn't make sense to have a board meeting until we have all of our details, that the engineering process provides to us. So we're definitely, we definitely have a plan to hear everyone out, and go through those to, listen to constituents' concerns. That I have nothing else, Mr. President.
All right, very good. Any other questions or concerns? All right, very good. We'll move on then with our agenda. We have no old business, and so we'll move on to our new business where we have two pieces of legislation for this evening. And so I'll turn it over then to Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 1821. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
I didn't catch that. Well, Mr. Handwerk, I believe. Yeah, second.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 18. Resolution authorizes with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one 2020, 2021, or 2022 Ford Police Interceptor Utility V6 all-wheel drive vehicle, or alternatively, to purchase said vehicle from another dealer upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contract as allowed by Ohio Revised Code, Section 125.04, or alternatively, to advertise for bids and enter into an agreement and or agreements for said purchase and declaring an emergency.
All right, very good. I guess we'll turn to Mr. Wheeler for this.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is an annual resolution for us, an annual purchase. It is replacement of a police cruiser with a new Ford Explorer SUV. Really not a whole lot to say. It's been budgeted for. We'd like to answer any questions. Chief Perspective, I'm here to know in case you have anything specific that I don't really have.
There are no questions.
Mr. President.
Oh, here comes Mr. Pierce.
Thank you. I was waiting to see if there were any questions. I just want to share my viewpoint on the resolution. I feel it would be in our best interest to go ahead and pass this tonight. Again, it's just to get the ball rolling and knowing how long it takes to get things once the process is started, start to finish. Well, I'd like to see this go tonight if at all possible.
Mr. Larson.
Thank you. Mr. President, in a nod to the compliments of Mr. Spiras, this is an item that's been budgeted for. We know that with our safety equipment, it is in very high demand right now from manufacturers who are up to their eyes in orders anyway. So the sooner we can get our order in, the better off we'll be. This is something that we plan years in advance for. Based on that, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be submitted.
I'll
second.
I believe Mr. Perspiras got in first.
Yes, sure.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Espiras?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Boyd?
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you.
I move for resolution 1821 be adopted as read.
Second.
This is Whitmer. Thank you.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Espiras?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Boyd?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Very good, thank you.
Resolution 1921. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Mosley, second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Espiras.
Yes.
Larson. Sorry, I did not catch that, Mr. Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Boyd.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 1921. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with Veritech Industries Incorporated to purchase through Sourcewell Cooperative Purchasing one brine system and accessories and declaring an emergency.
All right, I believe we'll turn once again to Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Councilman Mosley did a really good job of summarizing this. This purchase is actually just for the equipment itself that we would need to store and hold the brine. The brine would be purchased separately and would be purchased directly through ODOT. So obviously we'll get its name, quality, specifications of what ODOT uses. We currently do not have a pre-treatment process in place, so it would really add to our quality of the service that we provide to our citizens, and hopefully maybe cut down on a few complaints here and there from particular areas, I think the ice here than under. We'll be glad to answer any questions. Ryan Emble's on the call as well if you have anything specific to him. We also still have the ability to use leachings to mix it with the brine, which would allow us to treat even lower temperatures than what Councilman Mosley specified, so there are some other opportunities. They still use environmentally friendly things to find all you've ever looked for.
Any questions for Mr. Wheeler?
Mr. Wheeler, just because I couldn't hear you, what kind of juice do you mix with the brine?
Beet juice. Yes. They say it's good for your cardiovascular system, too, so.
Noted.
Not after it's been on the road.
Yeah, you don't want to sip it from the ditch. I'm sorry, Mr. Mosley.
If there was any other questions, as I was said, I would like for this to go tonight so we can start talking about operating procedures and which hot streets that we can move on with. I do have on my to-do list is to work with Ryan and Mr. Wheeler to come up with those standard operating procedures before this, before the device touches down into our assets. With that, I have nothing else.
I was just going to comment that I can think of some very particular streets that ice over before others do that this would be incredibly useful for. Let us get out ahead of the game. So,
Mr. President, can I make a comment?
Yes,
Mr. Hooper. I'd like to say with Mr. Mosley's recommendations of obviously working with the transportation department, but also his profession, understanding the needs for some of these things. And also the things that we see on Facebook about certain areas that need to be addressed. I think that this makes sense. And just like to say, I appreciate his due diligence of putting the time in to look into this.
Very good. All right, Mr. Larson.
Mr. President, I feel that this has been well discussed, and there's been a real need expressed for it. It'll be a benefit to our citizens. Given that, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Mosley, second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
The Spirits.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Boyd.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move resolution 1921 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Boyd. Thank you.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
All right. Thank you very much. much. That concludes our old business for this evening. We'll move on then to any comments for the good of the order. Yes, Mr. Mosley, you're muted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just real quick, I know one of my favorite things I got out of this meeting was when Janet said that the Orbit United Way donated over $11,000 to citizens, you know, for utilities and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to just give a, you know, show my appreciation to the United Way. It's organizations like that within our community that really look out for people that don't even ask for it. So thank you to the United Way.
Very good. Anyone else? All right, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Very good. Mr. Wilson moves.
I'll second that.
Mr. Wilson seconds.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Very good. Our meeting is now adjourned. We will meet again on May 17th, 2021. Until then, have a great evening.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye.